June 21, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. Tired of waiting. Opening prayer. Holy Spirit, give me a heart open to receiving from Scripture today, ready to be challenged and changed. Read Genesis chapter 16. Hagar and Ishmael. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go, sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian slave Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my slave in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." "Your slave is in your hands," Abram said. "Do with her whatever you think best." Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress, Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility toward all his brothers." She gave this name to the Lord, who spoke to her. "You are the God who sees me," for she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." That is why the well was called Beer Lahai Roy. It is still there between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. Reflect. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Psalm chapter 37, verse 7. Be still now. Waiting for God to fulfill his promises is hard. Eventually, the strain begins to show. It is human nature to want to nudge events toward fulfillment. While God takes his time, Abram has been weighing the possibilities for succession. His nephew Lot or his servant Eliezer. Chapter 15, verses 2 and 3. It seems that Sarai has had enough of waiting and is desperate enough to share her husband with another woman, Hagar. Waiting for God does not necessarily mean that we remain passive. Abram has clearly been busy, but now he is a wealthy man with a large, extended household. However, taking things into our own hands in order to help God is never wise. God's graciousness to Hagar is deeply touching. He attends to the messy consequences of Abram and Sarai's faltering trust with compassion and care. You may be struggling to continue trusting God as he seems to be taking his time. You are not alone, and you are not the first. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks wrote, "Faith is the ability to live with delay without losing trust in the promise, to experience disappointment without losing hope, to know that the road between the real and the ideal is long, and yet be willing to undertake the journey." Apply. Use Psalm chapter 90 to pray with a long view of history, but with honesty and urgency. Closing prayer. I confess, Father, there have been times when I've rushed ahead, not trusting in your sovereignty, in your timing, and loving, perfect care for me. I look to you for forgiveness, and thank you for being with me as I've suffered consequences and was taught through them.